With today's FrugGrower Report, I'm Bob Larson. The best answer to fixing the ag labor shortage and the H-2A guest worker visa program is to go about it legislatively. That was the message from Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue while visiting with Washington farmers and ranchers in Richland recently. Perdue, joined by U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse, said streamlining the program is key.
We have gotten an agreement now with the Department of Labor where Department of Agriculture could be the intake. We will have an electronic sign up there very soon through our farmers.gov website. Everybody remember farmers.gov, right? And it'll be a part where you can go and apply for your H-2A workers.
Perdue says it would be much less complicated.
Be a lot simpler. You think of a TurboTax model. We still have to put all that information over to Department of Labor, but you're not going to get something back from Labor saying you didn't dot the I correctly, and then you send it back and Homeland Security says, well, you didn't cross the T correctly. That's the kind of silliness that's been happening there. So we hope to provide a kind of a broker relationship there as a friendly face to farmers on H-2A.
Newhouse says it's of particular importance here.
Unfortunately, not everywhere in the country has the same dynamic we do here in Central Washington, and not everybody gets the critical nature of the ag labor situation, so we need to communicate that.
Perdue encouraged the crowd, saying the president gets it and absolutely knows we need a legal immigration workforce that works for everyone.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your FrugGrower Report.